I cleaned my teeth, picked up my notebook, then stepped out over the mud and gravel. The temperature was rising, and in the surrounding forest the racket of yelps and whistles and trills was dying away. It was now 3 weeks since Barbara, the Canadian woman with whom I was working, had found a way through the police cordon at Boa Vista Airport and had shoved us, unrecorded, onto a flight to the mines. It felt like months. We had watched the miners tearing out the veins of the forest, the river valleys whose sediments were paved with gold.
The cub had never seen man, yet the instinct concerning man was his. In dim ways he recognized in man the animal that had fought itself to primacy over the other animals of the wild. Not alone out of his own eyes, but out of the eyes of all his ancestors was the cub now looking upon man. Out of eyes that had circled in the darkness around countless winter campfires, that had peered from safe distances and from the hearts of thickets at the strange, two-legged animal that was lord over living things.
When an Olgox falls, it does so with force. It shakes the ground like a felled tree and crushes anything beneath it. So when you drop the last fighter in this group, you do so with care. Seeing this, the remaining Olgox slacken a little. They know the tide has turned.